Welcome back. And I just want to say, first of all, I hope everybody had a really Merry Christmas this year. If you're at home and you miss being at the church for Christmas Day, you miss quite a bit. We had a really good time of coming together as a community. We had some breakfast, we sang some Christmas carols, and we had a little bit of a devotional, which you'll hear today, from myself. But it was a great time of just our church getting together as a community. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this past week giving us the greatest gift that anybody has ever given mankind. You gave us your Son, who went on to have a ministry and a life that completely changed this world. Father, we thank you again for that gift. Christ, we thank you for your gift of your ministry, of your death, and your coming back and taking all our sins away. And Holy Spirit, we want to thank you for keeping the spirit of Christmas alive inside of us so we feel that coming of Jesus Christ. Now may your words be my words, and the meditation of all of our hearts be ever pleasing to you. Amen. Well, I've been talking the last several weeks about roots. Dustin's talked about the roots of ourselves, where we've come from, and from the roots of our biblical leaders. And we're kind of staying with that theme today. And we're going to go to a scripture that may seem a little bit strange. If you think about, and I know that the New Testament is not in chronological order, but you think about the coming of Christ being towards the beginning of the New Testament. But today we're going to actually take a glimpse at a scripture at the end. In fact, the very end. As a matter of fact, in one of the Bibles I looked, it was on the very last page. Today we're going to go to Revelation 22:16. And this is Christ himself speaking, and this is what he says. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the offspring of David and the bright morning star. Now, today what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a bit of a devotional from Dan Wilt on this scripture. And he starts off with this. He says, consider this. Christmas is here. And we rejoice together in celebration. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Christ is the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. You came to us as a king, and you will come to us again, returning as a king to reign forever. Glory to God in the highest. Now, what I'm going to do is today is I'm going to break this up into three parts. Like I said, there's three parts to this scripture. And the first part, we're not going to spend a lot of time on it. Christ sent his angel. And basically what he was saying in there, was he reiterated what he said at the beginning of Revelation, was that he is sending his angel to John to write Revelation, for basically, almost specifically, for a series of churches that really needed that information. So that's just reiterating what he said at the beginning. The part I want to kind of jump into is when he talks about the root and the offspring of David. And if you think about that, so what he's saying is, if he's the root of David, so he actually came before David, and he's the offspring of David. Now, when you first look at that, it almost sounds like a back to the future type of paradox of how could he be before and after. So let's dig into that a little bit. And first of all, let's again look at Dan Wilt's devotional on this. He says, from the root of David, you came to us from a people, from a place, and from a story. That story leads us to today, where the Lamb of God, the King of all kings, who rules supreme forever, is celebrated and blessed as the world's one true leader. From that root, you came to us as our great high priest. Now there is one mediator between God and humankind, who lives forever to stand in the gap for us. So again, let's just take a little bit of a look at that. Again, he's talking about he is the root of David. So he came before David. In some ways, that's really not hard to comprehend, because if you think about it, a lot of biblical theologians have talked about, remember Genesis, where God says, we're going to make him in our image. Do you remember when Daniel, when the three men were thrown into the fire and there was a fourth one in there? A lot of people consider that was Christ with them. In fact, if you go to John 1, he kind of spells it out for us when he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So even John talks about how Christ was there in the beginning. So he could be, again, the root of David. So now we're going to go to the last part, the morning star. And basically what the morning star is after a long, dark night, the appearance of the morning star means that daybreak is imminent. It's almost there. Jesus being seen in as the morning star means the eternal morning is about to dawn, where his coming into the world is about to see the light where there had only been darkness before. Now, I honestly believe that Christ had twofold of a reason for coming to us from God. First of all, we know that he died for us and took our sins, but I don't think that would have worked if he hadn't come and basically completely changed our views on how we treat one another. I mean, think about all what he's taught us about turning the other cheek, loving your enemies. I mean, these were radical thoughts, and those had to start a movement in those types of thoughts and actions before being able to take away our sins would have even mattered, or else it would have just been, in my opinion, a death for naught. So Jesus coming in was the morning star. And actually, it's interesting when I talk about him being the morning light, him bringing light into the darkness. Even in John, after what I read before, he says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it." So that is my message for you today. It's in this coming of Christ at Christmas time. Him calling himself the morning star, I mean, he was bringing it to open up that there was going to be light from that point on in the darkness that he brought to us. I just want to add one little part, again, from Dan Wilt, where he says, "Then as the bright morning star, you brought the light of a new creation to us, revealing that salvation in here for the heart ready to be made. Christmas is a sign and a wonder that points to the fact that all things are being made new by a God who enters old to birth the new from within. The light enters the darkness, and in order to dispel darkness, that is the message of Christmas." Again, will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for the gift. Christ, we thank you for being that light that opened up the world that we could see and teaching us a better way of seeing people, of taking care of people, of treating people. And Holy Spirit, thank you once again for living in us and helping us get through the day and helping us have the spirit to meet with others to spread the name of Jesus Christ. I thank those all in your name. Amen. So what I've shared with you today is simply twofold. Christ was at the beginning, before David. He's the offspring of David. We see all the evidence through all the prophets that is so. So he was born to us to bring light into the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Let's just remember that during this Christmas season. I know we're almost done with it, but that can continue on through into the next year. That we can remember that Jesus brought light into the world. And as part of that, we need to be the light in the world going forward. Now, I do have some homework for you. This coming week, we're going to be doing Matthew. So if you would, for your homework, let's read Matthew chapter 2. Now, hear the benediction. "You go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has put you there. He has a purpose in you being there. Christ who indwells in you has something he wants to do through you where you are. Believe this and go in his grace, go in his love, and go in his power." God bless, and we'll see you next week.